It has rained a considerable amount this week, even snowed, and while it helps out with those dusty trails, it doesn't really help the fact that the low snow year and warm temperatures have left our reservoirs only partially full. Hydrologist with the National Weather Service Brian McInerney tells KPCW's This Green Earth that the Jordanelle Reservoir will likely, after agricultural drawdown, be at 50% of capacity or less.
If we get a really wet summer like we had last year, July, August, September was record-breaking for the amount of flash floods we had in Utah, and we also had debris flows and floods up in northern Utah. If we can put that together, that takes the pull off of the stored water, so we don't see the drawdown as bad. But if we go into a very, very dry summer without the thunderstorm monsoon, then we'll see a greater drawdown of these reservoirs, and maybe we could be down into the 40% range by the fall months.
He says we needed the precipitation back in March and April to make it count, but that's when it was warm and dry.
Right when we were making a push to have a lot more water come into the reservoirs, we had a really good February weather pattern that was straight out of the west, and it did wonders for us. But unfortunately, we came into the spring part of the runoff, and it was very warm, it was very dry, and our snowpack melted early and very inefficiently. So a lot went into the atmosphere, it evaporated.
While climate change produces bizarre weather and extreme cold and warm temperatures around the globe, McInerney says overall it's heating up.
When you combine the land and sea temperatures, they're both warming at a pretty good clip. I forget the actual numbers, but I think it was one of the fourth warmest years when you combine both the land and the sea. And another interesting thing was when we talk about El Nino, the climatologists had to raise the actual average of the ocean temperatures because we would always be in an El Nino phase in that area if they didn't raise the average to give us a better outlook if it's getting warmer or colder, because we would just say they were in El Nino all the time, which seems kind of silly, but it's just warmer than normal.
Back home in Park City, tracking climate change has been a challenge. It used to be tracked here at KPCW until the new studios were built. Now, he says, there's no permanent reliable weather station in town.
Then the fire department guys had it for a while. You know, they do fight fires. That's what they do best. They want to do climate anymore. And so it's moved around. Well, currently we don't have a station in Park City anymore. And it's really how we track all of the temperatures throughout the U.S. Park City currently doesn't have any way to track climate, which is unfortunate.
There are weather stations around town, like at the municipal golf course, but they're not specifically devoted to the collection of data over long periods of time, like at the Salt Lake City Airport. McInerney says some weather stations in Utah have been monitored for around a century.
There's a farmer in Tooele that's had it for over 105 years, you know, but they're on the land all the time. They're out in their fields, and it's just not a big deal. With our society today, everybody moves around, and it's just not the same kind of thing.
If you're interested in weather, not going anywhere, and have consistent temperatures and climate on your property, perhaps you could track climate change.
So if you're interested, it requires just maintaining the data every day. They put the station in your backyard. It's somewhat small. It's like, think of a tripod with some funny-looking instruments connected to it, and it just runs. And if you could keep it for 20 years or longer, it'd be great, because we would have a continuous record at a continuous place at the same elevation as some of the older stations we've had, and maybe try and connect the data to see where it's gone from where it was. But right now, there's no way to track long-term climate.
That's Brian McInerney, hydrologist for the National Weather Service. He's not actively looking for a backyard climate keeper, but he says give him a call at 801-971-2033 if you're interested. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.